Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions. Okay, everyone, I need your attention up here now. You can finish discussing the homework later, and if you have any questions on what you need to do, send me an email. It's time we continued our discussion of the mass media. I'd like to get started on the topic of news by talking about the difference between hard and soft news. Can anyone explain these two terms?
Hard news is more important.
Okay, but there's more to it than that.
Well, hard news is more serious. It's basically front page news, the important events that have just happened.
That's a good description. Hard news is generally both serious and timely. It's current events in politics, crime, war, science, etc. At the other end of the news spectrum, we have soft news. This is news that is a lot less serious or less timely, or both. The line between the two types of news is not always perfectly clear, but overall stories about sports, entertainment, celebrity gossip, and human interest are considered soft news. This might also be called infotainment, a combination of information and entertainment. Nowadays, one of the most common criticisms people make about the media is that they spend too much time on soft news. We're seeing more and more infotainment and less coverage of stories that really have an impact on our lives. Another way to put it is that many of us tend to know quite a bit about the private lives of our favorite singers and movie stars, and not enough about what our own government is doing. That's because journalists do a better job of covering soft news than hard news. There's quite a bit of evidence that the news media have changed over the last 50 years or so, from placing a high value on social responsibility to placing a much higher value on marketing. Traditionally, journalists considered themselves responsible for keeping the public well-informed on government and public policy, which is essential in a democracy. Now they see their job as attracting as big an audience as possible. As a recent study showed, stories that lack any public policy content have grown from 35% of all stories in 1980 to 50% today. At the same time, stories with a human interest element have increased from 11% of all stories to a current 26%. Now, news organizations usually reply to these facts by saying that they're just trying to get people interested in the news again, because news audiences have been shrinking. They're just giving the people what they want. When you look at the research, this claim doesn't hold up. This same study found that more people, 63%, are attracted to news because of its public affairs content than because of its stories about celebrities and the like, 24%. Also, the people who prefer public affairs coverage are 50% more likely to have a strong interest in news. They're also the ones who are most unhappy with recent trends in news coverage and most likely to say they're watching less news. Number 1. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 2. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then, answer the question. Okay, everyone, I need your attention up here now. You can finish discussing the homework later, and if you have any questions on what you need to do, send me an email. It's time we continued our discussion on the mass media.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
You can finish discussing the homework later, and if you have any questions on what you need to do, send me an email. Number 3. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then, answer the question. I'd like to get started on the topic of news by talking about the difference between hard and soft news. Can anyone explain these two terms?
Hard news is more important.
Okay, but there's more to it than that.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
Okay, but there's more to it than that. Number 4. Infotainment is an example of... Number 5. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true? Number 6. According to the lecture, what percentage of news stories have a human interest element? Number 7. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then, answer the question. Now, news organizations usually reply to these facts by saying that they're just trying to get people interested in the news again, because audiences for the news have been shrinking. They're just giving the people what they want. When you look at the research, this claim just doesn't hold up. What does the professor think of the news organizations? Number 8. According to the lecture, which of the following is true?